Good evening. As time goes on, and older I get, I somewhat feel like the old farmer standing by the fence line, working out his bib overhaul. A young reporter drives by and sees him. And a young reporter is supposed to do a report for the Sunday paper. So he sees this farmer and he thinks it's a pretty good source. So he stops his car right by the farmer, rolls his window down, and he says, "Hey, old man, you live here all your life?" Farmer puts his straps on his bib overhauls and looked at him and said, "No, not yet." That's kind of the way that I feel. Last Wednesday, I turned 70. And in thinking about it, I don't know why, but I started thinking about things that affect my life, especially from here on. And so I did some research, quite a bit, since Wednesday, and on the internet looking. And the one thing I came up with that I've got to be careful about, and probably some of you in here do too, is the older you get, the one thing you have to be careful about is falling. And I got thinking about that, and I thought, not only in our physical life, but in our spiritual life, we have to be careful not to fall. Tonight, I want to take quickly 3 points. One is the awareness of falling. The second point is the likely place that you could fall in, or the situation. And the third will be the results if you fall. First of all, people 65 and older are the most likely to fall. Statistics prove that. Every 11 seconds, someone 65 or older falls. Statistically, 1 out of 4 individuals that age during this year is going to fall. Every 19 seconds, someone that age that falls, it results in death. We're talking about thousands of deaths a year due to falls. And I wonder, does the Bible say anything about that? It talks about falling physically. I think when I started thinking about that, I thought about Eli. And in 1 Samuel 4, verses 17 and 18, the Philistines were fighting against them, against Israel. And it says, "And the messenger answered and said, 'Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people.'" This is a messenger reporting the results of the battle. "And he tells Eli, 'Thy 2 sons, also Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken.' And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he," being Eli, "fell from off of the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died, for he was an old man." Actually, if you look at verse 15, he was 98. "He was not only an old man, he was heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. So the Bible does mention about someone falling and it ended up in death. But what about our religious life? What should we be aware of? Well, 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand take heed, lest he fall." So anytime we have to take heed that we could be in a situation where spiritually we sin. Second point, likely place. You would think physically, if you fell, would be in a bad terrain, but that's not the case. Statistically, most accidents falling happen on flat land. Think about this. Most women fall in their house. Why? Well, most women spend a lot of time in the house, right? Working. When I was in cardiac rehab, they warned us more than once over many days, keep things away from your feet. Make sure if you have children, to put stuff up because it's easy to fall. And think about all the hazards around that are in the house that's on flat land that you could fall. What about men? The most accident-prone place for men is not in a home. It's in the garden. I thought that was strange. I would never thought of that. But think about it, if you're out there, you have a rake, you have a hole, you have a water hose, you have a bucket, you have unlevel, you have ground, maybe not elevated so much, but it's not even land. And you can fall. To me, a recent experience I had, and I'll speed this up a little bit. Last year, I was out of town. I was actually on a cruise ship, and they had to transport you in by a shuttle boat, for a way of speaking. And it means you have to step from the cruise ship onto this boat, which is a huge boat, and they do it. 1,000 people, 2,000, 3,000, do this back and forth all day. No problems. What could go wrong? The one woman on the whole ship was directly in front of me. And it was the waves were fairly coming in strong. And as she took a step, there were two men on the boat that was transporting us into land, and they reach out a hand to help you if you need help stepping onto the boat. Nobody ever falls. And they have a man behind on the cruise ship that has his hand like this in case you fall back, he can catch you. And then there's me. This lady took a step, the wave hit, and the transfer boat went about 3 feet this way, the cruise ship went this way, and she went down. And only thing I saw was the guy standing next to me, his eyes were about that big. Scared him to death. Because that boat is going to come right back to the cruise ship. So we got her out, fortunately. It was just a bang-bang thing that happened. I reached down and grabbed her and pulled her up. I don't even know what the lady's name was, but she thanked me profusely. But she could have been really, really hurt. A fall can happen whenever you least expect it. When I think about religiously, I think about 1 Peter 5:8. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking who he may devour." Anytime, we have to be on guard. We have to be aware. We have to know the likely place is any place. Any place we are. The last point, real quick. Results. What are the results of falling? Well, you get the bruises, you get the cuts, you get the broken bones, you get the broken hips. And it said, from this, people end up in rehab. It changes their life. Changes their life tremendously. For someone 65 and older, 25 to 30% of the people that fall will die and break their hip will die in 1 year. 20% of the people that fall and break their hip will die within 5 years. The results of falling can be very bad. But what about religiously? Revelation 2:10 says, it's a rather long verse. I know everybody's read it. But part of that verse tells us that it says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee a crown of life." But what's the opposite of that? What if you fall and you're not faithful? The opposite happens. You will not get a crown of life. We have to be careful physically, not to fall. But we have to be careful spiritually not to fall also. That is actually much more costly than breaking a bone physically. So what do we do? Well, first of all, before you can fall, you have to be there. To be there, you have to hear, and to be there means to be a Christian. You have to follow, you have to hear the word. Romans 10:17 tells us that. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. After we hear the word, we have to believe it, as the eunuch did in Acts 8:37. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. After we believe, we have to repent of our sins. And we know from Peter on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2:38, told everyone to repent and be baptized. Then we have to confess his name, as it says in Romans 10:9-10. And then finally, we have to be baptized. We use Mark 16:16 a lot for that. Falling is something can happen to anybody at any age. It happens with more severe results the older you get. What about Christianity? Falling from where you were and are is costly spiritually for eternity. We have to guard ourselves and follow what the Bible says. Tonight, if you have not taken these steps to be a Christian, need to do so. And if you have done that and you have fallen away, you have the opportunity tonight to come back as we stand and sing.
When Jesus comes to reward his servants, whether it be noon or night, faithful to him will he find us watching with our lamps all trimmed and bright. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother? Ready for the soul's bright home. Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? If at the dawn of the early morning he shall call us one by one, when to the Lord we restore our talents, will he answer thee, well done? Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Blessed are those whom the Lord finds watching, in his glory they shall share. If he shall come at the dawn or midnight, will he find us watching there? Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Be dismissed to our classes.